And welcome back to the KCII Radio Coaches Corner. Let's close things out with our Jet Physical Therapy Basketball Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Highlands' Zach Leshick. Zach, congratulations on the honor here, and thanks for joining me here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, Zach, the team is riding a nice little win streak here, coming off of a great week for yourself. You put up two 20-plus point outings for you. Let's talk specifically Lone Tree game. Thursday, it's a rivalry matchup, always fun when Lone Tree and Highland face off. And you got a big W, and you put up 23 points, a double-double for your team, 11 rebounds, and a 62-55 win. Let's just start team-wise, Zach. What was the team doing well on Thursday to come out with the win?
We played really good defense, you know. We necessarily didn't have a huge offense output. We had a pretty much an average one to what we're doing on the season, but we really played good defense, you know. They were a fast-paced team who was scoring up in the 70s lately, and, you know, they have a really good guard in Keegan Edwards, and so, you know, just kind of holding their offensive output to a lower thing and slowing them down in transition was, you know, was kind of the key in winning that game.
Mm-hmm. You've been a steady force all season long for Highland, and this week was no different. What has allowed you to play at such a high level?
Really just, you know, our team has been, since the English Valley game these past two, we've really been clicking. You know, necessarily not putting, you know, lighting up the scoreboard, but we've been playing a little bit slower than we had been, and, you know, we're really being elaborate on offense is what we're doing, you know, setting the right screens, talking, communicating on what we're going to do next, and it's kind of just helped us open up things and open up stuff for me. And, you know, our guards, if they're focusing on me more and I can find them for open shots, and vice versa, if focusing on them, then open stuff up for me. So that's what, really what's been happening. We've had good guard play all season, so it's hard to open stuff up for me more.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're 10-1 on the year, some high hopes, I'm sure, the rest of the season. What do you think are a few keys for this team if you want to have a deep postseason run?
Definitely offensive consistency is going to be the biggest lane. You know, finding a steady output that, you know, we can look to and, you know, keep running our offenses right and not, you know, settling for not necessarily bad shots, but we can always get better shots. So I think that our offensive consistency and obviously our transition defense will also be huge for us.
Mm-hmm. You've been a force at Highland for quite some time now. How do you think you've improved the most? What part of your game do you think has, maybe even from last year to this year?
Probably since last year, probably my inside play. Last year, I was more of just a face-up kind of guy. You know, when I get in the post, I kind of just turn on face-up my opponent. Now, you know, more back, I can play more back to the basket now, and that helps our guards. You know, it helps them have more spacing because I'm playing further down low, so it opens up shots for them. It's really helped me, you know. Obviously, a three-foot shot's a lot easier to make than a 10 or 12, so mm-hmm. That's how it's helped me.
Do you have a go-to post move?
Not really. It's more just seeing what my opponent's gonna, you know, kind of predicting what how he's gonna play me by his position, but no certain favorite.
Sure. From an individual standpoint, any set goals that you set out for this year?
Really just team success. You know, ever since our freshman year, we haven't really had a whole lot of team success. So really no individual goals, but more looking for, you know, making a deep postseason run mm-hmm. come February.
You guys have a new guy at the helm, Bill Ziviak, in his first year head coaching of the Huskies. What does he bring to this Husky program?
He's a lot. One of the bigger things is our free throw shooting. Honestly, you know, he has been shooting a lot of free throws, and we've gotten to the line a lot. And, you know, shooting a lot of shots at the line obviously helps you win games because, you know, you're shooting some defense essentially. So, you know, that, and then our defensive consistency definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of, we've been buckling down more on defense and communicating more and understanding our concepts.
Mm-hmm. Let's switch gears a little bit. Some fun questions here for you, Zach. Do you have a basketball role model?
No certain role model, but I have a favorite player, LeBron James.
All right. Why do you like LeBron so much?
He can do everything. You know, he's not necessarily, he's more of a positionless player. You know, some nights he plays point guard, some nights he plays in the post. So it's kind of just, you know, he's fun to watch, and you can learn a lot from looking at his game.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an NBA team?
I do not, no.
Do you have a college team?
Yeah, Iowa.
Of course. Yeah. Favorite Highland basketball moment that you can think of?
Probably last year at Danville, Brody Burton's game winner from three. That was probably my favorite moment, right, part of this program.
Let's get outside of a basketball. I know you don't know specifically what you want to do next year, but any idea of what you want to go to major-wise?
Probably something in the business finance field. And if I'll probably go undecided and decide between either that or, you know, majoring in social sciences teaching.
Okay. So what makes you have an interest in going into finance?
I've always been a big numbers guy. Like, I like messing with numbers and spreadsheets and stuff. So kind of accounting would include that field. And then I've always been a kind of a history buff. You know, I love learning new stuff about history and all social sciences in general, really. So that also interests me.
Yeah. Well, let's close things out here. Zach, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Before a game, I was, you know, I just like to put on my earbuds and listen to music and stretch myself in the locker room and just, you know, mentally prepare myself for the game. And definitely just keep my body ready because that game can come any moment, you know, with waiting for the girls' game. So I just got to stay ready.
Well, Zach, congratulations on a great week and a great season thus far. Hope to keep things rolling.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.
That's Zach Leshick, a senior at Highland High School. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Basketball Athlete of the Week. We're winding down on today's KCII Radio Coaches Corner. We'll come back and close things out after this.